the first woman to be chief of the University Police Department at the State University of New York at New Paltz, was sworn in this month. Mary Ridiak was sworn in February 1st.
I mean, it feels awesome. You know, it's great to show that, you know, other women in this agency that I, you know, you can do it. You keep your nose to the grindstone and you just show what you're capable of doing. And that gets you up the ranks, you know, and it's just the work that you do. So it's nice to show those, you know, that minority in the department. You know, you see the stats, it's like, what, 15% are women. So it's nice to reach this point and then mentor other females coming up the ring. I went to a training, Women in Leadership, in the Association of Police Chiefs, and it was just women. And a big thing was, you break that glass ceiling, you need to pull the other women up through it. So it was a great comment and a great way to think of it.
During her speech to an audience that included the Ulster County Sheriff and a number of local law enforcement officials, Ridiak credited her father's advice with getting her into the field.
I would also like to thank my family here today, to my father, who told me one day long ago, take the civil service test, you never know. What do you got to lose? And a state job is a good gig, so speaking firsthand.
She had served as deputy chief in the University Police Department since 2013, adding interim police chief to her responsibilities in May, when Chief David Dugatkin stepped down. SUNY New Paltz President Dr. Donald Christian.
Of the SUNY University police chiefs currently, she's one of three women chiefs and the first on our campus, the first woman leader on our campus. And, you know, the significance there is that 88% of law officers, police officers around the country across all agencies are men. And a very small percentage of them are of the leadership are women, 3%, I think, something like that.
In her role as chief, Ridiak leads a newly accredited department of 22 sworn members and 6 civilian employees.
It's a tough line of work, and, you know, you just keep going and you push through those problems and those issues that you may have, or, you know, and then it's just a different role that you have within the department, and you kind of seem a little different, but you also have to show that you do the job the same way anybody else does, you know, and gender has nothing to do with it. You can go toe-to-toe with these people and still come out on top.
She says women are generally seen as more approachable.
We're seen more open, more, my door's open, you can come chat with me, people feel more comfortable, I'm not big and muscular, you know, and even our officers who try to downplay that because they want people to come and approach them, but I think it's an approachable thing, you know, and I like that, you know, I like that people can feel like they can come to me, like, oh, that's a chief, you know, you can't talk to her, but you can, you know, you can see me walking across campus and say, I got a parking ticket, what the heck, you know.
President Christian speaks to what he sees as some of the challenges for the police chief.
Social media, the frustration that a lot of our students feel with national events that are sort of beyond their control, and yet they're issues that students care deeply about, and so they're finding ways that they can explore those issues and voice their views on them. We work really hard across the entire campus to try to build a strong sense of community where we respect difference and we navigate differences. University police play a key educational role in dealing with young people, and young people make mistakes, and that's part of the reason that being a university police officer is such a special role and special challenge, because they're educators, they're working with a special population, and yet they need to be prepared as any other police officer is to do the things that police officers are called on to do.
Ridiak says it can be challenging to make the school students understand she and her department are there to help them.
We're not here to stifle them. We're not present at a protest to take a stance on one side. It's really to let them protest but not get hurt. And you may get a counter protest that may have a different agenda than what you're just trying to say. So it's just trying to maintain the safeness but also have them. This is college. This is where you do those things where you get that first feeling of, I want to do something about something in protest or bring it to somebody's attention. So we're here to help you do that in the best way you can and not let it go awry and turn into something that turns unsafe for the community, not just for the protesters, but the people who work here and go to school here. You know, we want them to be able to do that, and we want to support that. So some people, they see us and they're like, oh, you're going to shut us down. You know, you don't want us to protest because you don't like the the thought of the protest or what we're protesting about. It's nothing to do with the content. We're just here to make you, you know, let you voice that.
SUNY New Paltz's student newspaper, the New Paltz Oracle, published an editorial January 31st entitled Chief Rydiak Carries the Torch for Future Female Leaders. Christian refers to this editorial.
They clearly recognize that with, I think the quote was that 61% of our students are women, and this is empowering to them, and it's also supportive for them to think about what might be possible for them in the future in positions or roles or fields that have been heavily male-dominated.
That 61% figure reflects 2017, according to the editorial, which talks about the gender gap in both law enforcement and positions of power in general. Rydiak began her career in 1998 at the New York State University Police at SUNY Purchase, transferred to New Paltz in 2000, was promoted to University Police Investigator in 2003, and assumed the newly created role of Deputy Chief of Police in 2013. Mary Rydiak is now Chief of the University Police Department at SUNY New Paltz, the first woman to hold the position in the department's 50-year history. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in New Paltz.